Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us via Zoom today, Jennifer Heal, who is the Senior Regional Manager, Community and Fund Development Officer for Eastern Ontario with the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Jennifer, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
That's quite the title. It certainly sounds like there's a bunch of responsibility that goes along with that.
Well, it's, you know, there's a 1 in 10 people in Canada that have kidney disease. And certainly we try to ensure that across all of the regions in our province and indeed our country, we have, you know, people working on their behalf. So it's an honor to have the role.
and I always ask this of people who are working in, professions like yours, what brought you to this position and where you are? What's your connection?
So I've actually been working in the not-for-profit sector for a number of years now, and several times working with health charities. I was with Canadian Blood Services for a while and one of the hospitals here in Ottawa as well. So I have an interest in that field. I didn't myself personally have a kidney connection that I was aware of when I took the job. But of course, as soon as you start to work somewhere, people come out of the woodwork and start to tell you, oh, my cousin, my friend, my sister, my mom. And so it's been really interesting learning that a lot of the people I care about that are in my life have these connections.
And as you work, you make new connections. And then obviously now you have dozens of those kidney connections in your life.
Yeah. And actually a lot of the people on our team are in fact patients as well, which is really interesting. So a large percentage of the staff have firsthand knowledge of what it's like to be going through that journey. So I think it helps us to be responsive to the community we're trying to serve.
Well, the Kidney Foundation of Canada is back with another great awareness campaign and fundraising campaign called the Incredible Kidney Quest. Now, please tell us all about this and what is it?
So the Incredible Kidney Quest is a fun scavenger hunt that people can do in their communities wherever they live. It's using an app called Eventsy, and it's taking place from June 3rd to June 12th. And I realize we're the 9th now, so people might think they've missed it, but that's not the case at all. This is definitely something you can get out in one day and do with your family. There's a series of challenges and missions where you're taking photos and videos and playing games and, you know, singing songs, all kinds of fun opportunities to get out and explore your community as a group. And one of the reasons we designed the event this way was it's something that they can really do just with a family group or a small friend group, and still our community being immunocompromised is still being very cautious. And so this is something that can be done within a small social circle.
This is really ingenious too, the way that this is laid out. I was taking a look at it earlier. I was like, well, what communities is this taking part in? Any community.
Any community. Yeah. So the mission, you'll have to sign up to learn. I'm not going to give anything away, but the missions are really designed that wherever you're living, this is something that you can take part in, and you'll be able to complete it within your community. And in fact, last year, I know that we had some people who did part of the Kidney Quest at their home in the city and part of it at their cottage. And they were still able to do everything to complete the missions and get their photos up there and all of that kind of thing. So it's very flexible. It's designed to be an all ages event. You know, I was doing it with a group of teenagers this year, but I know other people who had 2-year-olds and grandparents, and it's just fun for all ages.
Give us a little taste. I know you don't want to give away too much, but, just a little hint as to what types of missions that they may be put on. A couple examples.
So you might be asked to go and take a photo in front of a certain kind of landmark in your community, but something that like every community would have. Or you might be asked to find a word on a sign in your community. Or you might be asked to do...
You were saying singing earlier.
Yeah, well, there is one where they're singing. I just want to say... It's only one. If you're not a good singer, it's okay.
I think that makes it better. If you're not a good singer, it makes the submissions even better. You know.
Yeah, and the thing too, that when we're designing it, we really did try to make it cost effective as well. So it's affordable for anyone. You know, it's $30 for a single person, $55 for a duo, $100 for a family, and there's all kinds of prizes too. So people who enter, you know, best team name or funniest photo and you know, the most points, that's another thing. As you're going through all of these missions, you're getting points. And the goal is to end up at the top of the leaderboard by completing the most missions by the time the event is over. And so those who are at the top of the leaderboard will also have the opportunity to win some fun gift cards and prizes as well. So it's a great event.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, there's a fee to get involved, but that of course is because you're fundraising and you need this, yes, the money for the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Tell us where the money raised goes.
So we're really theming this event to support our camp programs this year. The last time we were able to run our camps was in 2019. And you can imagine it's been a tough couple of years for people who are experiencing a chronic disease. And they really haven't had the chance to get out much and do much safely in the last few years. So we're really excited. Our camp programs are back. We have a program called Camp Dorset that we support sponsoring people. And it's a family camp. So people can attend patients with their family members. They're staying in a resort setting and there's dialysis on site. You know, because people who have to go to dialysis, it's tough to travel. You still need that treatment every couple of days. There's no taking a break for it. So luckily at Camp Dorset, there are medical teams there. There is a dialysis center right on the property. And meanwhile, you can go to your dialysis, your kids are out canoeing, you know, you get out of the dialysis center, you go for a walk with, you know, with your family, you're right there in nature. It's also a stone's throw away from some of the bigger cities in Southern Ontario. And we sponsor people from all across the province to go to that. We're also raising funds for Camp Kavita. Something that people might not be aware of is that pediatric renal patients, there's a lot more of them than people think. And Camp Kavita is a place where our kids who have kidney disease can go, and they have medical teams on site, doctors and nurses, who are familiar with these kids and these patients, and they're able to ensure that they're able to fully participate in a camp program safely. So they get to do all the things you would want a kid to be able to do at camp, swimming and climbing and running and singing and all those things. But, you know, ensuring that there's people there who know about their medical history and who can make sure that they're following along with that, so that if there are any issues, there's people there to take care of it. It's a great program.
It sounds like it's there's no value that you can put on that, because it's, yeah, the experience that goes along with it. And, you know, yeah, that little slice of quote unquote normalcy.
Exactly. And not just that, but the sense of, oh, hey, I'm not the only one, because, yeah, there's not, in a lot of communities, there aren't a lot of kids of any particular age that have kidney disease. So you're not necessarily going to see in a town like Perth, 30 young people, age 10, who have this issue. But when you go to camp, you're going to meet other kids your own age who are going through the same things, and just having that sense of, oh, I'm not the only one. And these people, not only, you know, are we doing something fun and normal, but they get what I'm going through, and you don't have to explain anything. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. And I bet you lifelong friendships are made, yes, and yeah, connections like that.
Yeah. Incredible. It's a great program.
It is. And it's only one of many that are being offered, of course, by the Kidney Foundation of Canada. If people would like to find out, you know, more about the Kidney Foundation, find out ways that they can help. Maybe they have kidney issues themselves and they're looking at, you know, finding out more about supports that are available, or maybe someone close to them does and they want to find out how they can support them. What are the best routes to take?
So certainly you can visit our website, www.kidney.ca. And if you visit the event page, that's where you can register for the quest. But we have all kinds of information about our programs. We have a risk assessment tool. If people are interested in learning more, am I potentially at risk for kidney disease? There's a tool they can go online there and take a look at what's going on in their lives and determine whether or not this might be something they'll want to investigate further. We have education on our site about nutrition. This is something that can really support good kidney health. We have webinars on there. We're constantly doing education events for the public to help people learn more about kidney function and maintaining their kidney health. And then we also have things like our peer support program, which allows patients to to meet virtually and chat with other patients and experts to, you know, sort of help share the emotional and mental health load of having a chronic disease. And we have other programs as well. We have a short-term financial assistance program, which helps patients who are experiencing a financial need as a result of their diagnosis. You know, a lot of medications and treatments and medical equipment's not covered. So that's something that we can help people out with if they're experiencing need.
Very difficult question for you now. What is the favorite part of your job?
Always meeting with patients. Mm-hmm. When you're talking to a patient and you listen to them and you hear their story and you're able to point them in the direction of information or support or help, or you've just been able to provide a listening ear, that is the very best feeling in the world because you know you've made a difference in someone's life.
And that really goes along with what I wanted to ask you about too. Like when you talk about events like the Incredible Kidney Quest, and then of course, people who get to go to these camps and so on, what do you hear from them after? Like reaction are you getting?
It's this, you know, there's a couple of things that happen. One is what you alluded to, the sense of normalcy and that kind of ability to maybe put down all the anxieties and the stress that go along with having a chronic disease, put it down for a moment and just ease that burden and have those moments of joy and memories and things that they wouldn't be able to do. So that's great because you hear from people, you know, what that really meant for their family. The fact that they were able to get away together for a vacation, make new memories and the stories they share. And it's a very joyful thing. So I think that's a way that we're really making an impact on people.
Makes it easier to go to work every day, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. there's no problem with a lack of passion on our team. We all know that we're really fortunate to be working for such a good organization on behalf of people that, you know, really deserve our support. So
for anyone who would like to take part in the Incredible Kidney Quest. I want to keep calling it the Great Kidney Quest, but it's even better than great. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
the Incredible Kidney Quest. For anybody who'd like to know a little bit more about that and to download the app, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so the app is called Eventsy. And if you were to go onto www.kidney.ca and go to our events page, you'll see the Incredible Kidney Quest on there. Click that link and they'll walk you through how to download the app. And honestly, I can tell you it is so user-friendly. I am not myself someone who always enjoys advances in technology, but I found it very, very easy to use, very intuitive. So I honestly can't imagine that people are going to struggle with that at all. It's a ton of fun. And we're also encouraging people to use the hashtag KidneyQuest22 on their Facebook pages if they're posting to their social media accounts, and we can see all the photos up there. That's a fun thing to do as well.
And the official website again is
kidney.ca.
Okay. I know that there are some great samples on there as well. Some there pictures are. That have been taken. It looks like people are having a lot of fun with this. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Jennifer Heal, Senior Regional Manager, Community and Fund Development Officer for Eastern Ontario at the Kidney Foundation of Canada. We've been talking about the Incredible Kidney Quest and a heck of a lot more. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.